Good afternoon, I'm Rusty Melberg. News time, 12 noon, 47 degrees outside, expecting a high near 50. Enjoy the sun now. Clouds and winds will be increasing through the rest of the day. Governor Scott Walker will not announce today whether he'll say yes or no to the Menominee Indians' proposed new casino in Kenosha. Spokesman Tom Evanson said the Republican governor needs more time to review information the tribe submitted during a meeting with Walker on Wednesday. A new date for an announcement has not been set. The governor has the final call on the $800 million complex following federal approval 2 months ago. The Potawatomi and Ho-Chunk tribes adamantly oppose it, citing reasons such as loss in revenue from casinos in southeast Wisconsin. Menominee leaders say they are willing to offset those losses with the revenue they receive from the new complex. They also contend that the two tribes approved the new casino on a technicality when they signed their own new gaming agreements with the state a decade ago. A Plymouth woman is facing trial in January on a charge of vehicular homicide. 51-year-old Lori Garcia was in Fond du Lac County Court yesterday and pled not guilty. Garcia was allegedly passing a line of cars on Highway 23 east of Fond du Lac on August 14th when she forced an oncoming car off of the road, causing the driver, 53-year-old Kathleen Fee of Fond du Lac, to lose control and hit an oncoming car. Fee was dead at the scene, but Garcia kept going, passing more cars along the way, and was finally pulled over near Waupun. A 20-year-old man is in police custody after officers found two homemade bombs inside a Sussex apartment. The Milwaukee County Bomb Squad was called in to help with the detonation of the devices. Federal agents are now working with the Waukesha County Sheriff's Department in the investigation.
While we've ascertained that the residence doesn't contain any more dangerous devices, we still have to search for other evidence.
They are not yet releasing the suspect's name. A pregnant woman is challenging a Wisconsin's 15-year-old fetal protection law, which allows severe drug users to be detained to protect their unborn babies. 28-year-old Alicia Beltran said her civil rights were violated when she was arrested and sent to an Appleton treatment facility, even though she insisted she was no longer on drugs. She was confined for over 2 months despite passing a drug test. She was recently released after her lawsuit was filed. A possible clash between perception and reality in some new economic numbers. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson sorts it out.
First, the reality. The Commerce Department says wholesale inventories rose by 0.5% in August, the biggest gain since January. Also, demand for big-ticket items like commercial airplanes and industrial machinery jumped last month by more than 3.5%. Then there's the perception. The University of Michigan's monthly gauge of consumer confidence is now at its lowest level since the end of last year. The authors say people are worried that congressional dysfunction, as evidenced by the government shutdown, will hurt economic growth. In Washington, Richard Johnson, Fox News Radio.
Today is Domestic Violence Awareness Day. In Wisconsin, Governor Scott Walker has encouraged people to wear purple, and there's a lot of focus on Wausau area native Kira Steger and whether she could have avoided being murdered in Minnesota by her husband, Jeffrey Trevino. It was never made clear whether Steger feared for her safety before she was beaten and smothered to death, or if she sought help before getting divorce papers that were found in her vehicle when she disappeared in February. Jane Grand Jennings, head of the women's community in Wausau that provides resources and shelter for abused women, says parts of Steger's legacy is encouraging other women in her situation to get help, to not live in pain, and recognize there are ways to better themselves. A family friend of Steger made a bench in her honor and presented it to the women's community yesterday. Steger's funeral is tomorrow. It's called Traffic Calming, and it's coming to the city of Sheboygan next year. Mike Kinzel tells us more.
Aaron Brault, director of Sheboygan County Planning and Conservation Department, said the project is aimed at reducing motorist speed and improving safety around schools and the YMCA. It includes the installation of curb bump outs, refuge islands, solar-powered radar signs, raised crosswalks in a traffic circle, as well as crosswalk lighting. Brault says they've been putting cones around some of the schools as a temporary measure. The next trial will be near Jefferson School on Superior Avenue next week. Full program with that construction won't be implemented until next year and fully funded by the non-motorized transportation program. Mike Kinzel, WHBL News.
For the seventh time in 3 years, the Plymouth Police Department will offer an additional chance for people to get rid of their unnecessary prescription drugs. Deputy Chief Chris Ringel said the program has two purposes.
Number one, people safe so we don't have prescription drugs out there getting in the wrong hands. And number two, we're also doing our part in keeping Wisconsin's streams and lakes safe so that we're not flushing the items down the toilet or disposing of them improperly.
Those who want to take part in the free anonymous program can drop off items at the city's Walgreens location between 10 and 2.
They just bring the items. They can still be in the pill bottles. Bring it to Walgreens, drop it off, and if Walgreens doesn't work for you, we've always got the 24-hour drop box here at the Plymouth Police Department as well.
Ringel said since starting a prescription drug collection program in 2009, they have taken in over 600 pounds for proper disposal. A programming reminder that we do have high school football on this evening, level one of the WIAA playoffs. Cedar Grove, Belgium will be the host site for a game against Oconto. We'll have coverage of that here on 1330 WHBL at 7 o'clock. Should be dry for the game, but cloudy and windy as those clouds will be increasing through the rest of today. We're expecting a high near 50, low tonight only of 40, and after those spotty drizzles overnight, we should be dry tomorrow. Breezy, partly sunny, high near 48, partly sunny on Sunday with a high near 50. Currently, the temperature is 48 degrees as we get back to Rush Limbaugh here on 1330 WHBL. I'm Rusty Melberg, WHBL News Time, 1206.